Hello everyone, this is Aparna Gautam, your career growth specialist and life coach, and welcome to my podcast channel, Life On with Aparna. So today's podcast, I'm going to focus completely for job seekers. I know it's hard. Let's acknowledge the fact that finding a job, even though the steps are very simple, it doesn't feel easy. Because there's just so much involved. Where is the money going to come from? When am I going to find a job? What are the things that I need to do? I don't have the motivation to do what I'm supposed to do. Am I doing it right? How do I make sure that I have clarity on what are the steps that need to be taken? And so on and so forth. There are just so many thoughts. And I think the most important thing here, even before I get into the tips on what needs to be done when it comes to job search, I think what's more important is to understand our own mindset around doing anything in general. So how do you respond to change? Job search means that you were working earlier, probably, or probably you're doing this for the first time, so you were studying earlier, and now things have changed. So how do you respond to change? That itself is something worth considering. Because what happens is, if we are in a situation that is new to us, chances are our mind is pulling us towards the comfort zone. That, oh, this is hard. Oh, this is too much. This is not, working out, and so on and so forth, just to kind of keep you in the comfort zone. But that's where you need to question your beliefs. That's where you need to question your patterns. So even before the tips come in, I would love for you to probably pause the video and pause this podcast, I'm sorry, and just give yourself a couple of minutes to think about how do you respond to change in general. And if that is something that is worth considering or evaluating, then now is the time to do that. Because what happens is, if we do not work on our relationship with change, even if you have all the information in the world, even if you know everything that needs to be done, execution may be hard because we just are too comfortable in the way things are, even if they are not, it's not working out well for you, right? So let's dig in deeper as to what are those few steps that you can take to make sure you land that opportunity. So number one thing that you need to do is to make sure that your resume is getting customized to each job that you're applying. Lot of people do this mistake. Lot of people send the same resume. Okay, finally, I've updated my resume and this is what I'm going to send everywhere. And I am already sending it everywhere. That sometimes doesn't work. Even though sometimes it's the same role in two different companies, but when you read the job description, it may be, there may be few factors that are different. And unless you look at your resume and see how you're making it look like you are the fit, chances are you will not get that interview call. So customize your resume, step number one, for every job application. Second thing that you need to do is you need to actually get more active on LinkedIn. And what do I mean by that? There are a bunch of things that you can do, and I'll keep bringing in more steps around LinkedIn in this episode. But firstly, I think you need to mainly start connecting with people who are in your domain. Okay, that means keeping a count, a daily count of how many connection requests you're sending out, and actually send each connection request out with a personalized message, not spamming, not just generally click, 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 connect, 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 not that. Go through people's profiles, see who's relevant, see who can, help you. Most preferably, if there are mutual connections, even better. And keep a target. Let's say you're sending out 50 connection requests today or 30 connection requests today. Keep a number and actually go ahead and meet that target, okay? And personalize the message. You can, look at their profile. You can find a common theme to who you are and what they are currently doing. And you can customize a message accordingly and send it to them instead of just simply sending out, "I'm looking for a job, can you help?" Make it more specific. You also need to, so this is the second step. The third step is you need to make a list of companies you're targeting and actually go about connecting with the people who are working in those companies, because it's very important to have clarity. It's very important to know what you're working towards. Okay. The fourth step is for you to have a daily routine around job search. Now, what do I mean by that? Is that if you have a, you know, if you're looking for a job, but you're not making it a part of your daily routine, then chances are it's just going more like when I feel like searching, I search. But that would delay the results, don't you think? If you could bring it into your daily routine and have a routine around the job search itself, like a whole system as to today, how many emails are going to go out? How many calls are you going to make? How many job applications are you sending out? How many connection requests are you sending out? What kind of content is going to get posted on your LinkedIn today? And so on and so forth, like a daily, to-do list, if I could put it that way. So have a routine around your job search so that you can go at it on a daily basis. Fifth step is literally treat your job search like a job, like you would treat a job. So if you were working today and if you were given a project, you would sit down and make a plan around it, that how much of it is going to be done by this time, what is going to be the approach, what are those, who are the people who are going to help me complete this project. Etc. So what you need to do is do the same thing with your job search, right? Dedicate around 4 to 8 hours every day until you've gotten what you're looking for. Next step is also to upskill yourself. So it's not like olden days where, one update on LinkedIn, on your naukri.com or timesjobs.com and just updating your resumes in a few places would start giving you calls. It's become, job search has become more complex and more practical as well, right? So you need to make sure that you have that skill. And networking is now a big part of the whole job search approach itself. So the next step for you is to build your networking skills, understand how it's done, and actually go out in the market, go out on LinkedIn and connect with your older, connections, past colleagues. There's a whole list. I'll come back with another episode on that. But you need to build your networking skills. You need to, now let's get back to the point about the resume, right? So I did speak about how you need to customize your resume. What you also need to do is you need to make sure that your resume has quantifiable achievements added to each role that you have listed there. So mostly what people end up doing is they end up highlighting their responsibilities, right? So what happens is people generally have an understanding of what the responsibility is. I'm not saying don't mention it, but I'm saying that is not complete information. Okay, it's pretty much obvious when somebody says, the role of a sales manager or a marketing manager or a finance manager or an HR manager. The role is pretty obvious. The kind of responsibilities that you might have had is pretty obvious. But what differentiates your resume from the sales manager, profile resume from the second person is that your achievements would be different. And achievements is a big part of how somebody gets called for an interview. So make sure you have quantitative achievements mentioned in your resume. All right. The point about sending out connection requests on LinkedIn is a very small aspect of what you need to actually do to make sure that you get that job, right? So you need to connect with professionals from your industry, from your domain, and from the target companies, and connect with HR officials as well. Check with them, see what's going on, see how you can, get the right opportunity. And again, connection and networking is something that's a skill that you need to develop. You don't just go around sending connections and then you don't go around, sending your resume. You need to build those relationships so that you can go ahead and ask something in return, right? So that is a skill and you need to build that. One very crucial point about job search these days, and I know you've heard this buzzword going around called personal brand. Now, let me tell you this way. More than 90% of times, and this is data you know, this is statistics out there for you to find out. More than 90% of the times, you're getting searched online. So every time your resume, let's say, is almost going to get shortlisted, somebody goes online and they search for you. And what they find about you online is also something that defines whether or not you'll get a call, right? So your personal brand is pretty much, how do you want to be known in the market, right? How do you, who are you and what do you do and who do you serve? Those kind of things, right? What are you, what area or what domain are you, you know, an authority in or an expert in or are becoming an expert in? These kind of things are very critical for somebody to notice and choose you over someone who doesn't have a strategic personal brand going for themselves. All right, so you need to again learn how to build your personal brand and actually execute those learnings as well. You also need to learn and polish your job search skills. Now, everything that I said is a part of this, but that's not the whole thing. Your job search skills include, you know, your interview preparation. Your job search skills include your, you know, resume writing. It includes how you're behaving and how you're creating and how you're connecting on LinkedIn. How you're networking with people itself, you know, both online and offline. So you need to learn the skill and you need to polish it. Okay. The thing that I was talking about in the beginning, your relationship with change, that's one aspect of understanding your mindset around how you will show up for job search every day. So you need to make sure that you understand that relationship, how you are connecting with change and work on it. And at the same time, you need to make sure that your energy is high. Everything is based on how you're feeling today, right? Sometimes we do, you know, oh, I don't feel like doing any job search today. I'm just so done. I'm feeling very low. You know, I don't have the energy to do this anymore. So the focus needs to go on reducing things that drain your energy out and increasing the things that boost your energy. Now, energy drainers are thoughts. Negative thinking is an energy drainer. Negative people will drain your energy. People who don't believe in you, people who don't see you, you know, achieving your dreams, they can't see it, so they pull you down. So that is an energy drainer, right? So things that are going to unlimited social media scrolling is a big energy drainer. So these things have to be cut down. Sometimes unhealthy food, you know, food that we're not able to easily digest, you know, also drains your energy. So these things we have to be mindful of so that we can reduce the energy drainers and have more energy boosters in our life, right? So your exercise, your meditation, good food, good sleep, right? All these things, your thought, positive thoughts, you know, positive affirmations, all these things are energy boosters and they help you to keep your mindset positive. So that is something that you also need to simultaneously focus on. We cannot tell ourselves that once I find the job, I think I'll be finally happy. You need to take care of your happiness through the process, so that you have the energy to make sure that you reach somewhere, somewhere good, somewhere that you deserve. All right. Also, one major mistake that job seekers do is, and probably you are doing as well, is to just make yourself be completely alone in this journey. Right? That I don't have a job and I need to get this done right and I can handle it. I don't have to take support from anyone. I don't want to be one biggest classic sentence that I hear so many times is that I don't want to be dependent on anyone. I don't want to be a burden on anyone. So that's not how it works. You can lean on your friends, family and you know, well-wishers for support. Right? You can have a coach by your side to support you because this is not easy. Trust me, this is not easy. And I don't have to ask you to trust me. In fact, you know how hard it is. But a little emotional support would definitely help, right? So that you can, you know, unwind, you can share your thoughts, you can share what's negative that's bothering you so that someone who's hopeful, someone who's positive can actually, you know, show you that support. And sometimes just someone telling you that, you know what, you will find it. It's okay. You're doing good. You're doing well. See, you've come so far. You know, you have these interviews coming up. Someone to just remind you of those things itself is a big boost, right? So you remember to lean into your family and friends for emotional support, right? A coach could help too. And one last point before I conclude the episode is that you please go ahead and optimize your LinkedIn profile. Now, what do I mean by that? Because see, there are so many people online who are searching for a job, especially on LinkedIn. But what's happening is we're not optimizing. We're not really utilizing LinkedIn to the fullest capacity. If let's say my display picture is not right, or my cover picture is not there, or my headline is all over the place, it doesn't clearly communicate what I am or what I'm looking for or what I do, right? My profile summary is not complete. It doesn't speak about who, my professional journey and who I am, right? My previous jobs are not listed. Previous responsibilities are not listed. Past courses, certifications on anything that you've done recently, your achievements, right? Recommendations on LinkedIn, you can ask for them. So LinkedIn provides this whole opportunity to provide everything, almost everything that is key to someone choosing you for a role, right? And why would you not utilize that, right? So I see headlines like seeking new opportunities, open to new opportunities, marching towards excellence, I am the chaser of victories, and so on and so forth. There's just so many creative headlines out there, but the point is that doesn't tell me who you are and what you do, right? So that, because people have no time, there's just so much left to be done for everyone, in their day-to-day work life. So if they're scrolling and they're searching for, let's say, a sales manager, and your profile doesn't even say anything about it, so chances are, and if you're looking for a role like that, obviously, your profile won't even show up because it's not optimized. It doesn't have the right, keyword sales manager mentioned in the headline, the description, profile summary, and things like that. So that's how crucial it is. You're leaving an opportunity on the table by not optimizing your LinkedIn profile. So I hope this podcast gets you started on some of the things that you've not touched upon so far. But one takeaway, if you're able to, get from this podcast, is this, that, your mindset is so crucial. Your inner well-being is so crucial in the job search space itself. You can find out how to search for a job. There's just so many videos, so much content. Even this podcast episode, for that matter, is full of, tips and ideas for you as to how you can search for a job. But none of that will be of any effect if you're not focusing on your mindset, on your thought process, on your belief system, on what's going on inside you, literally. So make sure that you take time out for yourself. Make sure that you, focus on your energy boosters and have a good, little routine of yourself, self-care, basically. And then, have a good morning ritual, for example, like people work out in the morning, so that your entire day, you're feeling good. You know this, even if you've worked out just very few times in your life, you know the days when you worked out, when you, exercised, when you meditated, the day went really differently, right? And you have so much to do. There's just so much work to be done when it comes to job search, and you need that energy, right? So focus on those energy boosters. I just wanted to leave that as a reminder by the end of the episode. So I'll see you guys in the next episode of Life On with Aparna. I hope the tips that I shared help you, and I believe, I truly, truly believe that your opportunity, the right opportunity, is just around the corner. So keep going. I'm really cheering for you guys. Take care and have a good day.